Hello, this is Kathy Henry, and I'm here with Karen Hager. We're happy you've joined us for Opening the Peaceful Heart Call for Love. Everyone is muted, and we'll be sending the link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow. Visit openpeacefulheart.com to hear recordings of past meditations. As we welcome the new year, let us work together with our collective voices to heal the wounds in the world and with the intention of spreading peace and love. Today's meditation is called Find Your Voice. It begins by balancing your chakra energies and then focusing on your throat chakra, which enables you to speak your truth into the world. We firmly believe that what we think, we create, and when we take the time to ground ourselves, we allow ourselves to more deeply perceive what Spirit is calling us to do. We'll be together for about 15 minutes. Karen will get us started, opening our circle and leading us through the guided meditation, which includes a few minutes of silence. She will then close the circle. By the end of the day, Monday, we'll send you a link for the call recording, and in that email, we'll include information about the next call on Sunday, February 7th, and hope you will join us then. And here's Karen.
I'm Karen Hager. Let's open our circle, joining in a collective intention for peace and protection as we work together. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts and with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle, and let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. So just take a deep breath, a calming breath, and exhale. You may want to go ahead and close your eyes and just let your attention rest in your heart chakra. This space is the gateway between the upper and the lower chakras. It's the bridge between physical and spiritual energy in our bodies. Just take a moment to breathe into that heart space, and it may help you as you do that to imagine the color green. And as you breathe deeply and comfortably, imagine that every inhale opens your heart just a little bit more. And every exhale lets you release any tension or clutter that you're holding in that area, so that you breathe in and expand and breathe out and clear. And imagine now a beautiful, clean line of energy that forms in your heart chakra. And set the intention that this line, this wave of energy, brings balance, brings healing wherever it goes. And allow that energy to travel down to your third chakra, the solar plexus that's between your navel and your sternum. And as you breathe into the yellow energy there, you can say or imagine, "May I be grounded in my actions." On the next breath that feels right, that energy moves from the solar plexus down into your sacral chakra, orange energy between your hips. May I be grounded in my emotions. And now on the next breath that feels right, we move from the sacral down into the root chakra at the base of the spine, red energy here. May I be grounded in my being. Breathing back up the line now, back up to your heart chakra where that line begins. And let's imagine it moving up now into your fifth chakra, the throat. You might feel or see or know the color blue. May I be grounded in my speech. We'll spend some extra time in the throat chakra, but for now, let's let that energy, that clean line of connection, rise further up into your third eye, touching the indigo energy there with grounding, balancing, clarifying light. May I be grounded in my sight. And now this energy rises up to your seventh chakra, the crown, that tender space at the top of your head. And as that wave of heart energy connects with the violet light in this center, may I be grounded in receiving. Gently bring your energy back down from the crown through your indigo third eye of intuitive vision, your blue throat speaking wisdom, your green heart chakra, may I be grounded in love. Your yellow solar plexus informing your actions, your orange sacral chakra calming your emotions, and finally back down to your red root. Let yourself be aware of the circuit of energy that flows through you. Every energy center of your body, every chakra, is open, activated in the way that's best and safest and most appropriate for you. Take just a moment, just a few seconds, to feel yourself grounded in love and peace. So gently bring your attention back up to your throat, up to your fifth chakra, that hollow space at the base of your throat. In this area, we keep and clear energy of speaking truth, whether it's out loud with our physical voice or being truthful with ourselves. This is a place of power. When we're told that what we feel isn't right or valuable, when our voices aren't heard, this area can get murky. So loving attention to the throat chakra is so helpful to clear old energy and to open new paths of discernment. To feel yourself bathed in this bright, clean, blue light. Imagine bringing healing energy in through your crown, pulling it from the sun and stars, letting it pour into and out of your throat. Perhaps you give it voice, releasing any tension in your body with a gentle om, or a cleansing exhale, or a loud guttural release. Don't be afraid to make noise. Raise your shoulders up towards your ears and then roll your shoulders back and relax them down. Feel your neck and your throat opening and rising from your spine. Gently lift your head back, stretching your throat, feeling it open both inside and outside. It feels so good to open your throat. You remember that your voice is important, that you deserve to be heard. When you give consistent, compassionate attention to this space, it helps you be a better discerner of what is true for you. Again, there is power here, and it is beautiful because it is yours. Bring that power, that knowing, that truth, and imagine you're in a huge stone room with vaulted ceilings and colorful windows. Bright blue light streams in through the panes of glass, and you move through the light and shadows. There is a winding path carved in the floor, a labyrinth, and you step into it, following the pattern back and forth, sometimes toward the center, and sometimes away. You begin to hum, and then to chant. Your voice becomes stronger, fills the space, and echoes back to you like a chorus. Soon you are surrounded by sound. The singing is simple, but the spirit and energy of the voices raised together is profound. Take a couple minutes now, hum or chant if you wish, or just imagine sound reverberating around you as you continue step by step along the path. We'll take 2 minutes in silence. You've reached the center of the labyrinth. You step into this clear and open space. Imagine, know that there are others with you, joining their voice with yours, all echoing to fill the space with sound. Your unique voice rises, capturing your own spirit and intention. You feel your feet grounded and rooted in the center, standing strong. From this divine place, you sing your spirit's desire for love and peace flowing in the world as the echoes flow and dance with each other. From this centered space, you will begin to move out, back into the labyrinth, following the same winding path back out into the world. But now you bring this intention of love and peace with you. Long after you've left this sacred space, at any time, you can sing yourself back to center and join with all the others who are using their voice to create and inspire positive change in the world. And now we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source, in all we do. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. If you signed up for emails from us, you'll get an email with a link to the recording by Monday evening. And you can always access tons of recorded meditations at openpeacefulheart.com. If you want to share feedback or comments, please do. You can reach me at karen@karenhager.com. Or just reply to one of the emails we send and it will get to us. Thank you to Kathy, who writes these meditations, and thank you for being here. Please mark your calendars now, and we'll gather together again on Sunday, the 7th of February. Same time, same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything during this 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. When we had a little glitch in the technology there, your vibrant, positive energy kept the circle going. And Kathy and I truly believe that as more and more of us do that, stay present, speak from that tender place of truth, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, many blessings to you. And until the next time we connect, we are wishing you peace.